Delighted to have all the way from Christina Lake, just outside of Trail, BC, one of the newest members of the Glasgow Clan, Ross Armour. And Ross, I know it's a really busy week for you heading into a special day this coming Saturday as we record this. So thanks for taking the time to join us.
Yeah, thank you. It's an exciting week for us, and we're looking forward to seeing our family and friends as we get ready for our wedding this Saturday.
We spoke with your Continental Cup champion and your Challenge Cup champion teammate, Matt Spencer, recently on Clan Chat, and he had gotten married before the chat. You're getting married after the chat, so there must be something to do with ex-Nottingham Panthers who've won a couple of trophies getting married. But just tell me a little bit about the festivities on Saturday. Are you expecting a big crew, and will there be sort of any ex-teammates or anything?
Yeah, I got a decent amount of teammates coming up. On Friday, we're having a little golf outing, so there'll be, I think, around like 80 people coming to that. And then on Saturday, it's around 170 people to the wedding. So yeah, there's lots of familiar faces that I played hockey with throughout the years, and we're really looking forward to seeing all of them.
Well, from all of us at the Glasgow Clan, best of luck. And we're delighted to have you in purple. Let's talk about that a little bit, because you were, frankly, a pain in my neck last year. Every time you were in our building, you seemed to get a goal, a big power play goal or an assist when you were with the Panthers. So talk about the change, and when you're talking to Zach Vinnell and maybe Mike Sarant and everything, how did it go? Was it an easy decision to make the move to the land of purple?
Yeah, I think I like what they finished off the season with. They seemed to have everything clicking with the new coach coming in, Mike, and Zach coming in as well. So it seems like it's going to be a good group of guys as well. So I'm looking forward to that. And I've heard nothing but good things about the city too. It's every time I tell someone about Glasgow, they're like, oh, you're going to love it. It's the best city. So yeah, I just really looking forward to it. And the rink's beautiful too. And the fans seem to care about the team a lot. So I'm looking forward to that as well.
You just said on Friday before your big day, before you tie the knot, you've got some pals going golfing. So have you reached out to any of your new Clan teammates about getting out on the likes of St. Andrews? Obviously, you're looking forward to playing on some of the best golf courses in the world.
Yeah, I've talked to Brady Risk a little bit, as I skated with him a few summers back, and he was just kind of telling me a little bit about Glasgow and stuff. And he said that there's a bunch of guys that go out to St. Andrews, I believe, and go golfing, and that's definitely something that I'm into. I'm a big golfer myself. I like to get out as much as I can throughout the summer.
Well, I hear Risk is quite good, so be careful there. He might try and bet per hole if you're not up to scratch. So we'll get an update on your golf journey. More importantly, the hockey journey. I mean, you had a great season last year. You had a couple of great seasons in the coast with Savannah. You're an East Coast Hockey League All-Star Game edition in 23-24. Talk about your time in the coast and how it compares to making the jump over after your first year in Nottingham.
Yeah, I thought it was a good first two and a half years to kind of get myself ready to get overseas. I was always looking to kind of get overseas and explore around and see a different part of the world for sure. And I loved my time in Savannah. There's so many good people I met there, and some of the coaches too. It was tough to leave, but no, I'm happy I made the move overseas.
You've worn the captaincy at NCAA level as well at Bemidji State. And I look back to your BCHL years with the Trail Smoke Eaters. And in 2017, 2018, you had 21 goals and 42 assists. But what stuck out for me there is, if you don't know, look up Trail, folks, any Clan fans. Trail has so many great athletes for such a small part of British Columbia, and you're one of those great athletes. You talk about the Little League World Series. You talk about the NHL guys that come out of there. But think back to your time in the BCHL, because it seems to be a breeding ground for guys that go on to play pro hockey.
Yeah, we had so many local guys on our team. So we probably had, I would say, 7 or 8 local Trail guys that were playing for Trail at the time, and we're all pretty good players that were there helping the team out. And I don't know what it is. It's just a small knit community, and everyone knows everyone, that's for sure. And it's there's a lot of players that have came out of Trail through hockey, baseball, whatever. But yeah, it's a great community, and I love growing up in Trail.
And your cousin, I mean, both your cousins, but your cousin last year had 17 goals for the Milwaukee Admirals and has played in some NHL exhibitions. So even in your family, there seems to be that tight-knit sort of athletic prowess, isn't there? Talk about your cousin a little bit because that's a great season in the American Hockey League.
Yeah, he's a great role model for me growing up. Especially, I have two other older cousins that I looked up to, but he was definitely one of them. And he was always like a hard worker. And then one season, he just kind of put all his chips in and worked his hardest in trail, and then ended up getting a scholarship and went on from there to be just keeping getting better after every year. And I just kind of try to roll like follow the footsteps of him and just work hard and do what he kind of did.
Well, if it doesn't work out in Milwaukee this year, maybe you can get him on the phone and see if he'd like a trip to Glasgow because it's
Absolutely.
you know word of mouth is such an important thing, especially in the Elite Ice Hockey League. When you first made the transition, like you played a little bit in the Dell too as well for Bad Nauheim, but when you first make the transition from Savannah to come overseas, was it an agent-led thing, or did you know a few guys overseas? Did you knew guys that had played in Nottingham? What was the route you took?
I just saw like lots of guys going overseas from ECHL and just seeing like how good of an experience it was and whatnot. And no, I remember there's lots of guys when I was in Savannah, like there's a few, probably two or three that would go halfway through the seasons. And that kind of intrigued me to kind of get a little taste of it before I fully entered a full year of European hockey type of thing. And yeah, I wanted to sign half the year when I was in Savannah and kind of see something else. I was already in Savannah for 3 years, and I just thought it was a good decision for myself to get overseas. I was getting a little bit older, and I was kind of ready for it for sure.
Well, we're delighted that you made the jump, and I'm sure the Panthers were delighted last year. 21 goals in league play, 9 on the power play. You were tied for the EIHL lead in power play goals. And one thing when we had our sort of list behind the scenes after the Clan season is improving the power play. So, for anyone who didn't watch any Panthers games last year, talk a little bit about the style of play you bring, especially on the power play and the success you had last year for Nottingham.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of my game is getting in front of the net and presenting myself in front of there and trying to get loose pucks or rebounds or deflections or tap-in goals type of thing, and just finding myself getting open. That's probably one of my biggest, I think, and just always being on top of the paint. I always want to be there. That's where the goals are scoring. So I was taught that, and I would say in college alone, that kind of directed me into what type of player I've been throughout my pro career.
Well, Matt Spencer was singing your praises because he said the most important thing he noticed playing against you last year is if you needed a goal, you would go hard to the net, and you did that with reckless abandon and without fear. And I do remember that when you came to Brayhead Arena as a member of the Panthers, and it really is a skill and something that the Clan lacked last year. So I think that the Purple Army will certainly get behind you going to the net hard. Do you have any memories of those trips to Brayhead Arena and the fans kind of being on top of you? Because the Purple Army are certainly a loud bunch. It's a tough place to come, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's a great rink. I was so surprised when I first got there. It was like in a side of a shopping mall, and I was kind of confused at first. But no, it's a beautiful rink. I really liked it. No, I don't like the. We had a few good battles. I know that, and that con or the Challenge Cup game, and Glasgow was also something I remember. But no, it was a fun place to come to. I actually really enjoyed coming to Glasgow, and so looking forward to it.
Have you talked to Matt Spencer a lot since you both signed? Because I mean, since you signed on June 6th, the roster has grown, obviously, and that was one of those, signings with Matt Spencer. Have you had a little WhatsApp exchange with him about bringing the show north to Glasgow?
Yeah, we've had a few conversations, and we're both super excited. I know that, and it'll be good for us—a little change of scenery and new team, new staff, new coaching staff, new players. So it'll be good for us, and I think we're both really looking forward to getting down there in August.
I said to Matt, it's so important in my experience, as a broadcaster, when you see teams that are always in the mix, they usually have guys in the locker room who have won before. And that doesn't matter if it's NHL, IIHF World Championships, Olympics, Swedish Hockey League. And to have two guys, yourself and Matt, who won two different trophies, a European, a Continental Cup, and of course the Challenge Cup in the Elite League. Do you think that's an important factor to have a couple of guys in the room who are calm? Because look, we've been there, we've won the Challenge Cup, we can do this. Are you hoping to bring that sort of leadership to the dressing room as well?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's something that you can help out with other guys is showing that type of winning culture that we found ourselves winning last year in the Continental and the Challenge Cup. So just kind of bringing that every day. And I know Spence is a good vocal leader too, and he's always talking and helping out the boys, but in that sense, so he'll be great. And yeah, I mean, he's won the playoffs as well, so that's also another thing to add, so that'll help for us. And yeah, should be good.
When you're looking around the league, are you kind of, I mean, you're on the lake there and you're getting ready to get married and you've got a lot going on your plate, plus I'm sure you're working out and all that, which we'll touch on in a minute. But are you kind of on the phone a little bit going, oh my goodness, look who the Giants signed, look who the Devils signed, and oh wow, look who we signed in Glasgow? Are you kind of keeping up to date with the signings and going, wow, this is going to be a lot of fun, the league is getting better over the summer?
Yeah, no, I've seen, definitely seen a few guys signing in wherever, Belfast and Sheffield and all those teams. And yeah, there's definitely some good players. It's going to be a good league again this year. And that's what, like, I came into this league last year not really knowing anything. And yeah, coming in, I was like, wow, this league's unbelievable. I was not expecting this at all. There's some really good players out there. And no, it should be another good battle for us in Glasgow and everyone else.
It's tough as a first-year player because you probably have to get used to the league, the cup, the playoffs. There's so much going on, isn't there? But you also have to get used to maybe a little bit of different officiating, certainly different travel than the East Coast Hockey League and a different schedule. But you had the 21 goals and, like I said, the 9 power play goals. So it didn't seem to affect you. Do you feel like year two and now year one in Glasgow, but year two in the Elite League, you've got even more to give because you've got that year under your belt, learning the travel and the peculiarities of life in the Elite Ice Hockey League?
Yeah, I think so. I think everyone that gets another year underneath them, they'll get a little more confident with themselves and how the league operates and all that. So, I mean, I think it'll help for sure. But no, it's just about working hard and bringing it every day to the rink, either practice, workout, whatever it is, games. But yeah, I think that's just something that you just got to keep working at.
Other than the wedding prep and trying to enjoy some quiet time at Christina Lake, what does the summer look like for Ross Armour? Are you back on the ice a little bit? Are you in the gym? What does the off-season training look like for Ross Armour?
Yeah, this summer was the first summer that Trails actually had their ice in all year. So it was big for us and being able to skate throughout the summer. And they got hockey camps going on through Trail Smoke Heaters that we've been helping out with. And yeah, doing that. And then I've been working out as well with a trainer out in Nelson where my fiance's from. So I've been going out there probably 4 times a week. And yeah, that's basically it. Golf a lot. I like to play pickleball as well. We're big into that, my fiance and I. So we get out as much as we can, but probably going to go play after this interview. So yeah.
I tell you what, it's all go here. That's a call from Zach Vanell. I'll come to that later. One thing that really intrigues me is how guys get ready for the season, but you throw a wedding in there, and I talked about Matt Spencer this. So now you're on an adventure with your partner, right? Like, your wife's going to come over. Are you looking forward to exploring Glasgow as a couple? And is there anything you really want to see and do away from hockey?
Yeah, I think just kind of touring around. We'll find ourselves probably just going to spots and looking around and whatever. But no, maybe when the season's over to go up to like a Greece or Italy and go explore there. I think that'd be cool for us. We've never been up there. So yeah, do some touring around the UK and Scotland. I'm sure there's some beautiful places. I've heard nothing but good things. So and maybe go up to St. Andrews with her, check that out.
I think it is cool, isn't it? Because I've said it to Brady Risk, I said it to Spence, I said it to pretty well everyone who's been on Clan Chat this summer. Sometimes you do have to pinch yourself, don't you? You get to kind of live out a boyhood dream of playing professional hockey, but also you get to see the world. And Brady Risk really sticks out. I've said it in a few Clan Chats. He was sitting on a beach in Portugal after the playoff final weekend, and he turned to his partner and said, like, this is pretty good. It's not the NHL. Yeah, we all dreamed of winning the Stanley Cup, but still, I'd really like to go back to Glasgow. This has been a fantastic experience. Do you sometimes pinch yourself, whether it was in Savannah or even in the Dell 2 and Nottingham? Do you pinch yourself and go, wow, this is a pretty cool way to earn a living and also now see a part of the world with your bride?
Yeah, I think it's so cool to be able to go wherever in Europe after season's over. I think that's something that we don't take for granted and something that we're looking forward to. We didn't get to do much traveling as she was over and playing in Ottawa in the PWHL, so she wasn't with me for the full time in Nottingham. So it was a little tougher for us to travel. So maybe next year, hopefully, we get a do a little more traveling. And yeah, it's definitely something we don't take for granted.
Well, the PWHL is so good, and I knew that your fiance, there's a couple of guys around the league whose partner has played or is playing in the PWHL. I mean, do you guys ever get out on the ice and get to do a bit of skating together? Like, I mean, that's, your family seems like quite an athletic family, so I'm not surprised that that your bride to be is also a professional athlete.
Yeah, we skate a few times together throughout the summer. Just usually like that's what we'll go out for, but yeah, it's fun. It's fun to get out there with her. She loves it. And yeah.
Did you get caught up in World Cup fever? Because before we came online, you said that you didn't really get into the baseball craze in Trail with all those kids trying to make the Little League World Series. You were much more a football player. Did you get caught up in the craze of the World Cup, especially with Canada hosting games as well?
Yeah, I did until Canada lost, and then I kind of faded out and didn't watch as much. But I was keeping up with it and keeping updated on who was going. But no, I wasn't fully invested into it once Canada lost, that's for sure.
Did you see the Tartan Army, the Scottish fans, take over Boston and Fenway Park area and all that when the Scottish team was in the group stage of the World Cup there? Because that's the type of fans that the Purple Army are. Like, I'm sure you saw the video of the Purple Army on semifinal Saturday and playoff final weekend marching through the Lace Market behind the Bagpiper. Are you really excited to now play in front of the fans like that? Yeah. I mean, it's such a passionate sports place, Glasgow.
Yeah, that's something I'm really looking forward to. It's easy to play in front of fans like that, and I've heard great things. And yeah, it's so fun being able to hear the electric atmosphere in there. It just makes it so much easier to play hockey.
And I mean, you're still a young guy. I mean, what's the hope? I mean, obviously, two trophies last year. When you win, you kind of, are you of the opinion that once you win that first pro trophy, you just want to win more and more? I mean, is this a situation where you and your partner enjoy Glasgow, try and win a little bit more and just keep improving? Because I think it's so important, I mean, to keep playing for as long as you can keep playing for. But also, I mean, you're not even 30 and you've had all these great experiences. What's your both your personal and team goal for this coming season?
Yeah, I think winning's the number one thing on my mind. I got a taste of that last year two times, so I mean that's the main objective is to win as many games as I possibly can and help the team in any possible way. So I mean it's a tough league. Like, it's 54 regular season games and you got to be checked in for every single game if you want to win that league title, and that's obviously the main goal. And then those other tournaments and Challenge Cup and the playoffs and all that, you got to be dialed in. I'm looking forward to that and helping the team out in any way I can.
And I mean, obviously you said you spoke to Brady Risk. You obviously know Matt Spencer very, very well. Is there anyone else on the roster you've been able to reach out to, or anyone else that you kind of cross paths with, whether it be the coast or just through, you know, circles of friends?
Yeah, I used to skate with Devin Sidorov also in Penticton because he lives out there. And yeah, I would hang out with him, and I've been out on a boat with him before and all that. So yeah, I know decently well. He was good friends with one of the teammates that I had in Trail. So yeah, I know Sid pretty well.
Well, it's always easier when you can walk into the dressing room and know a few guys, isn't it? It makes that transition so much better. And I think Matt Spencer was really delighted that, you know, he'd be joining you in Scotland. Yeah. I know you want to get out and play pickleball. I know that you've got a wedding and a golf day, so I don't want to keep it too much longer. Do you have a summer message for your new fans, for the Purple Army, and for those of them who haven't seen you play, perhaps just a message to the Glasgow Clan fans as we head into the dog days of summer?
No, just can't wait to get started in Glasgow. Looking forward to moving up there and having a great season.
Well, Ross Armour, to both you, your bride, and both your families and all your circle of friends, have the best time this Saturday. Enjoy the day, take it all
Thank
in,
you.
enjoy your golf day, and I look forward to seeing you in August. So, all the best and have a great day Saturday, pal.
You as well. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.